Most of the hearing aid users will think that hearing aids are just the same as spectacles. If you put on the spectacles, you immediately can see very clearly. If you remove it, you don't see very clearly. However, hearing aids does not work the same. Someone who starts to lose their hearing, they may not be aware of it because they can still hear most of the vowels, okay, like the louder vowels like ah and oo and mm. But when their hearing is not so sensitive towards the high pitch sounds, that is where all the consonants are there, like for example s and f, they will miss out all these sounds. If someone say a fan and a san, they will hear the N, but they can't hear the S sound or the F sound. So most of them, they will tell you somebody is not speaking clearly. So usually an individual who comes forward to see audiologists to get hearing aid fitted would have suffered from hearing loss for the last 5 to 10 years. So the sounds that they are missing is gradually not recognizable by their brain. So by the time they put on the hearing aids, where the hearing aids amplification boost up the region of the sound that they couldn't hear previously, now these sounds become an alien to them. So the brain starts to reject and telling him, oh, this is too noisy, this is not the usual sound. So some people may have to even be retrained to recognize the environmental sounds again. Even, for example, teaching them that if you're washing dishes, the dishes sounds can be this noisy. Majority of the users are using something called the receiver in the canal, which is slim tube with a little dome that's stuffed into the ear canal, which gives a lot more comfort compared to the old days. Everyone has to use an ear mold, and with the behind the ear hearing aids, which is bulky and not so convenient to be used, especially listening to phone. So nowadays, the hearing aids can actually pair up with phone, Bluetooth. They can even listen to music without having any fast bit connectivity. Those who are active in their social circles, meeting a lot of people, in a noisy environment, there will be some additional device that comes with a hearing aid that can clip on. It's just like having a microphone at the speakers, so the speaker's voice can directly go to the patient's hearing aid without having interference, so it kind of overcomes the environmental noise. For seniors or individuals who have a more quiet lifestyle, is mostly just watching television, we can give them something that is simple, connect to the television. There's a direct input of the TV's volumes to the patient's hearing aid, so they don't need to turn up the volume and then they don't have to disturb the other family members. Individual can wear the hearing aids for 8 hours a day or more, use it all the times. The brains will get accustomed to it faster. And if someone who is very motivated and use it all the time, within a month or three, they can actually get accustomed to it. Sometimes it's that after using it, they did not take good care of it, or they drop it into a wash basin, it is wet, or because of the sweat, they did not clean it up and dry it up. So the electronic circuits inside the hearing aids might get corroded. That could cause distortion as well. So the distortions becomes a noise, and sometimes they are not aware that that noise is not part of the environmental noise. The other very common problems with elderly with dexterity problems, when they can't actually fit their hearing aids well, the sounds from the hearing aids leak out from the ear canal that enters the circuits again and causing this squeaking noise or whistling noise. Usually this happen is because the user did not fit the ear mold well into the ear canal. So I think hearing aids is really important for those who starts to lose their hearing, because that gives you safety, that also gives you the ability to communicate with people and stay connected with your loved ones.